Whoopi Inn. Now, ain't that a pip of a name? Whoopi Inn. Laverne and Valentine working in Whoopi Inn. Won't that look swell in Variety?
Yeah. Well, maybe you think we'd look better in a soup line.
Now, listen. When we're in a soup line, you're going to know that we're...
Yeah, I'll know that you've talked too much.
Listen. I've been managing this act for a long time, see, and I ain't bragging. I don't want to parade my virtue.
No, it takes more than two to make a parade, dear. Listen, big stuff. If we can get this booking, we're going to take it.
If we can get this booking. If we can get this booking. Does that fry me, or doesn't it? If we can get this booking. Well, I should hope we could get it. I'd hope a couple of big-time hopers like us could get a job on a dive like this.
I'm hoping too, Val, because if we don't get it, Eaton is just going to be a memory with us.
Are you crying the blues again? Gee. Listen, if we don't land this one, we're going to land something else.
Uh-huh. I suppose that we've been shooing producers off our doorstep since we've been at Liberty. I suppose messenger boys have been stumbling all over themselves in the wolf, bringing telegrams to our door or something.
Oh, things are just a little tough right now, that's all.
Yeah, ain't you right? The audience is even coming around to the stage door these days asking for the pennies they threw at the actors. You bet things are tight. Listen, Napoleon, you've just arrived at Waterloo, so get off your high horse and start walking. We're starting over again. That's what Laverne and Valentine are doing, and we're lucky even to get a place to start.
Is that so? Now, listen. I'd like to give you a piece of my mind.
Just a small helping, please.
All right. All right. You know it all. You're the wise guy. But get this. I got a hunch if we just stick it out a little longer, we're going to get a break. And nobody ever got a break working in a joint with a name like Whoopi Inn. Whoopi Inn. That ain't a pip.
Well, if you think anybody ever made any history sitting on the bed in a 2x4 room in a theatrical boarding house, you're crazy. We're taking this booking, Val.
Be reasonable now, will you? Well, listen, we can hold out a couple of days longer.
Not on peanuts.
Well, I can wash dishes or borrow dough or something.
Listen, Val, in these days it's easier to earn a dollar than to borrow it. Well, that's silly. It's just like Eddie says. This ain't the season when they make up shows. It's ridiculous, Val.
It ain't either. Now, listen, baby, it's a hunch. It's like one of those hunches that you get when you're playing poker. You know, like you have when you have a busted flush and something tells you to keep staying until the draw, and you do and you catch, you know.
That's all Greek to me about poker. But from the amount of money you don't come home with every time you play with those roughneck friends of yours, I'd say your hunch was terrible.
I know what I'm saying ain't logical.
Was it ever?
All right. All right. I'm through arguing with you. Come on, let's go in and get booked up for Whoopi Inn. Whoopi Inn.
Well, I hope we can get it. I'll give this bird Riley one of my very best smiles.
It won't do no good. I don't know this guy, Riley, but what I hear of him, he could go to sleep with Greta Garbo sitting right on his lap. Listen, baby, I'm telling you, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do it.
The little bird that lives in the Bronx must have told you.
Gee, the last time we agreed on anything was when we agreed to get married.
That was the only time you were ever right.
Well, I guess that was the smartest thing I ever did at that, baby. Come on. Let's get all signed up to play Whoopi Inn. Yeah, 2 days in this joint, and they'll probably have us wearing feathers and doing a war dance.
Well, come on. Let's go in and dig up Riley.
He's probably under the table with a chewing gum at this hour in the morning. They ain't known yet. Gee, there's sure a lot of people that get up early in this town, ain't they?
Yeah, come on. Let's go in and make Whoopi.
Well, ain't this a gorgeous layout, though? Any more tinsel in this place, it'd look like a Christmas tree.
Oh, it isn't so bad. Any nightclub looks sad in the daytime.
This one don't look sad. Looks downright unhappy. Now, if this joint don't look like a DeMille set in a 1920 silent, I'll eat the gingerbread right off the walls.
Oh, listen, what difference does it make to you? You still think architecture is a vegetable with a lot of leaves. Come on, there's the office over there.
Okay. I feel like I was applying for a job in the laundry.
Shall we knock?
Well, we ain't going to stand here all day waiting for him to come out.
Come in and bring the bills.
Hello, you Riley?
Uh-huh. Which one of my creditors are you?
None of them.
Well, I'm glad there's somebody left.
I'm Valentine, and Laverne and Valentine. This is the other half of the act, both on and off.
How do you do?
Hello.
Sit down.
Thanks.
I've been expecting you. Eddie said you were coming over.
Well, we have arrived.
You know, I think Eddie must have made a mistake. I can't afford to pay any big-time talent, and that's what you hoppers are. I saw you in Gallagher's show. You were grand. That burlesque dance cost me 2 suspender buttons. It doubled me over. It was a panic.
Oh, that? Oh, that's just one of our little routines. We have those as easy as a hen has an egg. Hey, Riley,
Honey, I wish you could have seen the dance with Pennington with and Scranton. Did we have them in the aisles, did we? 16 or 17 curtain calls, I forget which. Which one, baby?
Two.
Yeah, 20. 20 curtain calls. I'm telling you. The stagehands was riding up and down on them curtain ropes like they was on an elevator.
What do you want me to do? Start applauding now or later?
No, I'm just telling you, that's all.
Well, before you do any more of that sales talk of yours and waste any more adjectives, now you just get this straight. I know that I can't afford to pay you what you're worth. The nightclub business is sour. If I hadn't lost the key, I'd have locked the place up and quit long ago.
Hey, what is this, the usual depression talk before the offer?
No, I'm just going to try and not even try to chisel you down. I know that I can't make the grade, that's all. I don't want to insult you by offering you what I can't afford.
Go ahead, Mr. Riley, insult us. Because insults is the only thing we'll be swallowing if somebody doesn't make us an offer pretty quick.
She's just kidding, Riley. We already need the booking.
He doesn't, I do. He likes peanuts, I don't. Make an offer, Mr. Riley.
Well, if you really need the booking, I'll be darn pleased to get you. But all I can afford is 50.
50 a week apiece, so that's 100 a week for the act. It ain't so much, is it, but... Well, I suppose it'll do for a standby.
I'm sorry, but it's only 50 a week for the act.
For the act?
That's all.
Hey, do you realize who we are?
Yeah, but if you were Ziegfeld's chorus, I couldn't afford to pay any more. I just can't, that's all.
Hey, what are you running this place for anyway, charity?
50 a week is only 25 apiece. Why, people make more than that washing dishes.
Not my dishes. But I know it isn't even cigarette money for you. But don't be offended. I told you that beforehand, you know.
Yeah, I know you did. Well, thanks, Riley, but guess we can't make the grade for that.
Say, Mr. Riley, would you throw in our meals with that?
Sure.
We'll take it.
We'll what? Hey, are you crazy? 50 a week for our act?
Oh, Val, we can take it for a month and at least pay up the rent. Besides, it'll help us whip the act into shape.
Hey, will you pardon us if we step outside a minute, Riley?
Sure. Go ahead.
Come in. I want to talk to you.
Okay, but it isn't polite to whisper.
Hey, now look here. Are you nuts?
No, but I'm fast going that way.
Now listen. Levon and Valentine ain't going to work for 50 a week in any place with a name like Hoopy Inn. Or any place else, for that matter. Don't you see, baby? When you start working for that money, then you're tight. You never get any more. People figure you're just honky-tonk talent. And you just let it go at that.
Oh, that's silly, Val. Everybody has their ups and downs in the show business. And everybody started from the bottom. Besides, that's the only way to learn anything, from the bottom.
Yeah, except swimming. But listen, baby. It ain't good business to go to work for that. We ain't a green act. We're big time. We've been on Broadway.
Oh, Val, can't you realize that we're down? We've got car fare home and that's all. We got to take it whether we like it or not. It isn't a matter of good business or bad business. It's a matter of eating.
Oh, I can always borrow enough money for it to eat on. Don't you worry.
That's just it. The more money we borrow, the deeper in debt we get. This is a chance for us to stop piling up debt. So that when we get in big time again, we won't have to fork over everything we make to pay off what we owe.
Now listen to me. Just a minute. Just listen this once and pay attention, will you? You don't believe in hunches, I do. I got a feeling if we don't take this corny booking and just wait a few days, something's going to break for us. Something big. That's our place, baby. Or the Big Alley. Not Hoopy Inn.
Sure, it's our place,
listen,
Val,
I'm telling you. Something's going to happen. I can feel it. Remember I had a hunch that something was going to happen to Daisy Nolan? Give you a break in Gallagher's show?
Yeah.
Well, it did, didn't it? The same sort of feeling I got this time.
Oh, Val, playing a hunch is one thing. But when you're down to the point where if the hunch is sour, you got to borrow money like a hobo to eat, that's different.
Now, listen. Will you do just one thing for me?
What?
Will you wait just one more day before we sign with Riley? You'll hold the book of that long for us. Will you? Will you wait?
Nothing's going to happen in a day, Val.
Oh, it isn't, huh? The only thing that didn't happen in a day was the building of Rome. Will you do it for me? Then if nothing breaks, I'll sign with Riley and I'll never say a word. I'll even smile while I'm doing it.
Oh, Val, what's the good? It'll only mean another day of peanuts.
Will you do it, Al? Will you please? I'll do something for you sometime.
Oh, darling, you're doing something for me all the time. But you're just like a little kid. You get something in your mind and you aren't satisfied until you find out that you're wrong. Well, Val, hunches are like superstitions. They don't mean anything.
They don't, huh? I suppose that putting your shoes on the shelf was silly, huh? Why, to get us on the pavement. But forget that. Listen, honey, will you wait just one day? Just one day, will you? Come on. Give my hunch one day to make good, will you? Just one day.
Well, all right. But it's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
All right. We're going to tell Riley to hold the book in one day. And in the one day, do you know what's going to happen? Do you know, huh?
No, do you?